The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston of KILR in Esterville and Janine Koch with the Westside Observer. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, Senator, what do you think of President Trump's recent decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria?
If I were President of the United States, I wouldn't have done it. On the other hand, I have some appreciation for a president that says he was going to bring the troops home and keeping a campaign promise. But I think that we had a needless situation of killing. We're not using the maximum of our clout, because I believe if we said to him, you aren't going to have an open airspace to go into, it would have kept pressure on Erdogan to continue negotiation. There was some feeling they were making progress in negotiation, and I would rather have a negotiated solution to this. Janine.
Yes, I read with great interest your introduction of the Seeding Rural Resilience Act about farming suicides, and
yeah.
Just wanted you to comment on that a little bit.
Yeah, I hope you don't hear about suicides among farmers, but I haven't heard about a specific one, but we're hearing that that it's not as bad as it was during the 1980s when we had the farm credit crisis at that time, but I've heard also about a percentage increase in rural suicides, and generally rural people are more apt to commit suicide than maybe urban people are. But in agriculture, with the tightness of the situation we have now with lower prices, a lot of anxiety about trade with various countries, etc., we're anticipating that there's going to be some increase. So this is a set in place program where we can try to counsel, identify ahead of time, provide support, et cetera, as best we can through the Department of Agriculture to prevent suicide among farmers or rural people generally. Back to Ed.
Senator, the Democrats in Congress are continuing their impeachment inquiry. Have you seen any evidence so far that the president has committed an impeachable offense?
The answer is no, and that would be based on what the Constitution says about the basis for impeachment. It would be treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. There's no evidence yet that any of that has been committed by the President of the United States. But what's going on now in the Committee on Intelligence and the House of Representatives all behind closed doors. So even Republicans that go to those meetings are under a gag order, can't talk about it. Now, there are selected leaks, as the Democrats want to do from time to time, to make it look good for impeachment. But you just don't know yet. And then if I did know something, and I thought there was going to be articles of impeachment, I shouldn't be commenting on it, because I will be a juror, as senators become a jury, to try an impeachment case. Here's another way, though, to look at it is. I can show you a headline that I was reminded of a week ago. On January the 20th, 2017, this had to come out 6 hours before the President of the United States was sworn in. It said there's something to the effect, a headline in the Washington Post, movement underway to impeach Trump. So this started even before he was President of the United States. So it sounds to me like how there was such a uproar about him being elected president, that you got to consider that there's some political unreality about a president being elected under the Constitution, and we're going to do everything we can to get rid of him. So we spend $35 million on Mueller. It comes out with no crime, no collusion. Then they go to something else and something else and something else. This is probably the fifth thing that they probably get him out of the office of the presidency, because they probably feel like they can't beat him in the coming election. Janine.
On a related matter, what can you do to keep us from being in a deadlock for the next year and a half, you know, when they're just so consumed with the impeachment process? How can we get anything accomplished in Washington when that's all going on?
Well, the only time we can't get anything accomplished in the Senate will be when we sit as a trial as a jury in this trial. Because under precedent and the rules of the Senate, when there's an impeachment, you sit 6 out of 7 days. You only take Sunday off. And we did it in Clinton for 5 weeks. Not any other business can be done in the United States Senate. Maybe by unanimous consent, but you know how difficult it is to get unanimous consent in the United States Senate. So that's the only thing that I can say for sure. During that period of time, nothing else will be done. But don't forget that while all this stuff is going on in the House of Representatives right now, there's probably only about 25 members of the House out of 535 that are involved. So the other 500 members are working hard to get things done. And one of the things I expect them to get done that I think will help us in the United States Senate to get something done is if they pass a bill reducing the cost of prescription drugs, because that's my bill in the United States Senate, and I'm hoping the House will pass something so to force the Senate to get it brought up before there is even impeachment. Ed.
Senator, the Senate last week unanimously passed a bill that you introduced called the Criminal Antitrust Anti-Retaliation Act. Can you explain what that bill would do?
Yeah. It would give whistleblower protection to anybody that's within any organization that where there's an antitrust case pending or being brought, that can feel comfortable that they won't lose their job or be punished if they expose some wrongdoing, something illegal, something violating some order of a bankruptcy judge, things of that nature, to give a protection to that individual, the same we give protections to whistleblowers in the government if they report some wrongdoing. Janine, and you'll have the last question.
All right. I see later this week you're going to be involved in two different hearings, drug-related hearings, one on marijuana and one on treating substance misuse. What do you expect to come from those two actions?
Well, I expect substance abuse, a great deal is going to be oversight of how the opioid legislation that we passed a year ago is being carried out, because it can't have the full impact that you'd like to have it to have, because opioids are such a major issue. But oversight of that legislation to find out where it's coming short, what does it take to get it up to speed, get everybody in government up to speed to fight the opioid abuse. In regard to marijuana, the extent to which it might be involved in the vaping issue, and the extent to which e-cigarettes are a problem now, I expect that to be a center part of it because of the use of those same materials for consumption of marijuana. But also to get into some problems that we have with medicinal marijuana.
Thank you, Ed and Janine, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.